A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words Appear, a Netflix comedy special.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mom, Leanne Morgan!
An audience fills a theater. Blue starry lights decorate the stage. Blonde-haired with loose curls, Leanne walks center stage wearing a patterned dress. The title appears as yellow cursive letters above bold letters. Leanne Morgan, I'm Every Woman. Leanne blows several kisses to the audience. She waves. With purple spotlights shining, Leanne bows and mouths the words, "Thank you." Holding a microphone in one hand, she makes a face and waves the other. Leanne points to the crowd and smacks her lips.
Thank y'all. I caught it. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for coming out to watch me. Lexington, Kentucky, thank y'all.
The front row raises their hands above their heads.
Thank y'all. If I could get out there and straddle every one of y'all and kiss y'all in the mouth, I would. Okay.
Leanne stands by a stool with a glass of water sitting atop.
I've got on a girdle from here to here.
She gestures a measurement.
And I can feel fat coming out of the back.
Leanne turns her side toward the audience. She flutters her eyelashes.
I want y'all to know that I was so cute in the 80s. I really was. All right. I'm 57 years old, and I've gained weight. And I'm really trying to do better. But that old mean, stupid COVID, I want to blame the mean, stupid COVID and Vladimir Putin.
Leanne has a look of exasperation before smiling. Women in the audience grin broadly.
But I can't. I can't. It wasn't all their fault, but the pandemic did do a number on me. You know, I really thought I could cope in a crisis effectively, and I don't think I can. I had big ideas about hiking and jogging and doing, and I didn't. All right, do y'all remember when it first happened and they said, give us 2 weeks? Give us 2 weeks. Okay. I went, I'll make a chicken pot pie. I made a chicken pot pie, and then that darn thing dragged on, and I made more chicken pot pie, and then I mixed alcohol with it.
Leanne leans toward the audience stoically.
And then I got on a big Jell-O kick.
She smiles at the crowd coyly.
Well, I was taking care of my little mom and daddy. I couldn't tour, so I would go and spend the night with my little mom and daddy, who are 79 and 81. And I don't know if y'all saw videos about me taking care of them during the...
A pink hue lights the audience.
Well, I want y'all to know they're doing great. They're doing great. But I would go and stay with them, and they would have the thermostat on 82. And we watched Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, and then we would go to bed at 6.
Leanne holds out a hand.
And my little mama had to have soft foods there for a while, so that's why I got on that Jell-O kick. Even though my people, we make Jell-O salads for everything. Where I'm from, we do. We love it for a church supper. We love it to give to somebody when they're sick. We love it to give to somebody when they're breastfeeding. Because it's refreshing. But I did not know how much sugar was in that Jell-O when I was sitting there eating it. And I sat there and ate all that with my little mama, and then all of a sudden my stomach was laying on my legs.
Grimacing, Leanne bares her teeth. She scans the crowd with her brow furrowed and mouth open.
Look at all these good-looking men. Lord, I did not know all y'all were coming. I wouldn't have been talking about my stomach on my legs. Look at y'all in these half-zip golf pullovers. Hello. That says health insurance to me. All right, y'all make me think of my husband. Let me tell you about him. Because he's got a 401k. And, yeah. Okay, we met at the University of Tennessee. When I hear a man say, go Vols, I think, oh my Lord, did I make out with him in the 80s?
Leanne clenches her jaw and grimaces. She eyes the audience with a grin.
I did horrible things in the 80s. But my husband and I met, and I was so cute, and I was little. I had on little britches, and my thyroid was functioning, and I felt good. And he was so enthralled with me and so in love with me and pursued me and bought me presents and vacuumed out my car and did all kinds of things for me. And we celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary this year. Thank y'all.
Leanne smiles.
Thank y'all. And now I truly believe he would not pull me out of a burning vehicle.
Her wrist bent by her waist, she stares at the audience. She looks down, her mouth curving into a smile.
All right, let me tell y'all about him. So, my husband is a very type A, anal retentive, overachiever. And everything has had to be perfect all of his life. And he has made perfect grades, and he's done everything perfect and everything right. And he's very competitive. He will rip your throat out.
Leanne wears a serious look.
We've tried to play cards socially with other couples. And I don't listen and pay attention and play a, you know, funky card. And then he cusses me. And then... And I'm like, I was just going to drink a Diet Coke and fellowship. That's what I'm doing.
Leanne rolls her eyes and smiles.
He ran the Burger King when he was 15 years old in Morristown, Tennessee. They gave him a key. He played football on Friday night, and then we get up and make biscuits at starting at 4 in the morning at the Burger King. Honey, that's how anal retentive. And so then what did he do? He married me.
Leanne closes her eyes and does a little dance in place.
And I am an underachiever.
She smirks.
And I haven't done much right, and but I'm fun.
Leanne twirls a hand and sticks out her tongue. She shimmies her waist.
He is very introverted, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I did not know how truly blank he was until all these children, three children, grew up and walked off and left me with him. He does not chant. He does not chant. And he's got a big job. He's got a big job, and he has to talk all day and be in meetings and on the phone. And, you know, men only have so many words they use in a day. That is science.
Leanne holds up a hand.
My husband uses all his words up during the day at work and then comes home at night and stares into space. And I need people. I need people. I just stand in the kitchen and talk to myself.
She turns her arm and bounces on her toes.
He works for a large manufactured housing company, the largest in the United States, and he's worked for them for over 25 years. And he's traveled with them Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday, and that has worked for us. It really has. Me and these kids had a ball without him.
Leanne grins.
He'd come on the weekends, come home, and really put a kink in things. But so during this old pandemic, he could not travel. I know. He had to make an office in our home. And he would come out every morning and give me this huge list of things that he thought I should be doing.
Leanne frowns.
Hard things. Hard things. Things like paint the hallway or something like that.
She twists her face.
And I said, excuse me, but I stay in my gown until the third hour of the Today Show.
A woman in the audience throws her head back with a large grin. Leanne smiles and mouths, thank you.
I said, you don't know me, do you? He would come in at lunchtime in the kitchen and not make eye contact with me. And come and stand next to me and grab one of my breasts.
Leanne places a hand on her chest.
And hold it.
Narrowing her eyes, she furrows her brow. Her eyes dart back and forth. She grimaces. Wearing an annoyed expression, she looks down at her hand on her chest. She grins for a moment, breaking character.
And he'd say, "What's for lunch?"
Leanne looks at her hand on her chest, then back at the audience. She lowers her hand and frowns.
And I'd say, "Chicken salad?"
Leanne shrugs.
"No, I love him. I love him. I just don't want to be with him."
Leanne shuts her eyes and smiles.
You know.
She eyes the audience.
"No, he has been a wonderful provider, and he's worked like a dog for us and done without so that we could have. But all that money going out and taking care of a family all those years, that's hard on a man. It's hard on a man. It's made him a real butthole."
Leanne corks her mouth, grinning.
"I love him. Lord, I don't want anything to happen. I don't want him to run off with a mobile home woman. I've got a good friend that has been through a divorce, and I've watched her go through this, and she's really doing well. She's doing great. She's quit eating bread, and she's doing sit-ups in the living room, and she looks like a movie star, and she wants a man. She's ready to get out there and get another man, and it is on like Donkey Kong. And I've sat here, watched her go through this, and I thought, oh, my Lord, if I had to get out here and get a man at 57, after I've eaten all this Jell-O."
Leanne gestures to her stomach.
Yes.
She stares stoically.
"It would take $1,000 just to groom."
Leanne gestures.
"What all I've got going on."
She deadpans on stage as she stands still.
"I've got a toenail that doesn't look right." We've got a girlfriend in our friend group, and she's 58, and she loves her husband, loves him. But we were saying, Lord, if we had to get out here and get a man, she said, okay, I think I could show somebody my left breast.
Leanne scrunches her face and holds her chest.
She said, it still looks okay. I thought, where is my friend gonna go on dates? Where do people go on dates in their 50s and 60s? Lord, I have not dated since the 80s, honey.
Leanne rocks back and forth, miming taking a drag. She dances in place.
I want y'all to know that I can dance. I am coordinated and I'm athletic. I really am. I can bust a move. I'm not good at math. I can't do math.
Leanne shakes her head.
But I can bust a move. But if I had to go to a club, this is how I would dance now if I had to go to a club.
Leanne two-steps side to side to a slow rhythm while holding out an arm. She smiles awkwardly.
Because I don't want to jiggle.
She continues rocking back and forth.
And I could see a man going, what's that?
Leanne points at her top lip.
And they going, nothing. That's just a precancer.
She narrows her eyes and grins. She stops dancing.
My friend is on dating apps, and she said, everybody on the dating apps looks like they work at Bucky's.
Leanne frowns and nods.
She said, everybody's got a big cowboy hat on and they got their shirt unbuttoned down to their belly button. But I thought, what is she going to do after date? Is she going to go home with a man and make out around his CPAP machine?
Leanne deadpans. She purses her lips at the audience.
Everybody I know is on a CPAP machine.
Leanne inclines toward the crowd.
I've wondered, should I get on a CPAP machine? All right, you dolls, let me look at y'all. All right, most of y'all probably are in my stage of life.
Leanne holds up a fist and purses her lips. She waves a hand in the air and gives an open-mouthed smile. Female audience members wave back.
Y'all take supplements.
Leanne points.
I bet we're all on a good probiotic. I hope so. But then I look and I see some younger mamas in here. I see some younger girls. If you've got little children, can you clap for me? You're too tired. Pretty tired. Sound pretty tired. Well, Lord, you got a lot on you. And you know you're going to have to go home and do nasty things to pay for these tickets.
Leanne twists her mouth into a half smile. She cocks her head to the side.
I just want to say thank y'all for coming out. Because y'all probably don't get to go anywhere most of the time. I know, my darling. I wish I could go home with y'all and put in a load of wash and help y'all. But when I see darling young mamas like this, my heart goes out to them because I remember it, but I don't now, you know, I've gotten far removed from it, but I remember how stressful it was. It was a wonderful time in my life to get to be with my little children, but it was stressful. And see, now I'm not responsible for anybody. I can lay up in the bed and watch Netflix. I can lay up in the bed and binge watch Better Call Saul, you know? Nobody needs me, but I remember being young, and my husband was always traveling, making a living for us. And I would be at home, and there would be a crisis happen, like a raccoon would get caught in a trash can, you know, something. And I'd have to take care of it on my own. I'm not good at stuff like that. I'm sissy. I don't even know how to mow. But I also remember, and my especially my boy is so smart and sweet but forgetful, and he would say to me almost every week, oh, I've got a project due. I go, when? In the morning. It'd be 9 o'clock at night. I go, oh my Lord. He'd go, it's not bad. It's not bad. I've just got to build a replica.
Leanne holds out a hand.
Of a early 1900s tenement house.
She shakes her head, closing her eyes.
In Brooklyn, New York. I just need 300 popsicle sticks and a can of brown paint. And I'd have to get in the car with no bra on, with three little children, and go to Walmart in the middle of the night. But I want y'all to know what your future is going to be. And I...
Leanne gestures to her stomach.
Not in a bad way. I'm just trying to be informative. Don't eat white flour and sugar. Okay, that's one thing, but... I wish somebody told me what was headed in my way. I think I could have dealt with it better. Okay, there's a thing that's going to happen to y'all. In your late 30s, early 40s, it can start then. And it comes in the middle of the night, like a ghost. And it's called perimenopause. And nobody talks about it. And they should, because it lasts 10 years.
She eyes the audience.
And these boys that are my age, they've already been through this, honey. They've laid in the bed next to a woman and thought, is that steam coming off of her?
Leanne grimaces. She scans the room.
Why is she crying? Because Tanya didn't invite her to the Weight Watchers meet.
Leanne moves her hand up and down.
Her hormones are just like this, just a nut. Y'all's hormones will be similar to a middle school girl. Do you remember that, Hora? Okay, that's perimenopause. You'll know you're in it when all of a sudden you'll start sweating here and here at night, and you'll wake up and your hair will look like chicken fuzz.
Leanne points to her chest and behind her neck.
And there's nothing you can do about it. I have to do all this stuff to my hair now. I didn't do a thing to my hair for 25 years. I didn't do anything. The only time I spent this much time on my hair was the 80s. I know.
Leanne bites her lip, does a little dance, and mimes smoking a cigarette.
I'm from a town of 500 people in Middle Tennessee outside of Nashville on the Kentucky-Tennessee border. It's a farming community where we grow dark fire tobacco, and my people are farmers on both sides generations back. And I went to this precious little school that was kindergarten through 12th, 650 students. I graduated with 42 people, and they were all darling and my best friends. And the big percentage of them were going to get married right out of high school and start farming, and I wanted to, too. I had a high school boyfriend, and I loved him. And he was from farming people, and he went to the big city high school. And I look back on it, and he was tiny. Cute, so cute, but I could have held him like a baby.
Leanne mimes cradling with her hand.
I look at me now and I think, you know, as I age, surely to goodness I'm going to get smaller. My feet are getting bigger. My hands are getting bigger. I just walk around like that. I take pictures with people and they're like right up under here. But I thought that I was going to marry that boy, and I thought we're going to farm, we're going to grow dark fire tobacco, and I'm going to can our food, and we're going to have six kids, and we're going to let them play up in a car on blocks. That's, yeah, so stupid I was. And my parents were like, no, you are going to college or in the military.
Leanne jolts back, making a face.
I was like, oh, shit.
She places a hand across her chest. She grimaces at the audience.
I cannot make it in the military. Lord, I can't even mow. But anyway, I know this is a long way to talk about perimenopause. Just hold on with me. All right, so me and my high school boyfriend would get out in his 79 Monte Carlo that was as long as this stage. And we would make out. And then I would go home to my precious mama, Lucille, and say, Mama, I must have burned my neck.
Leanne puts her hand to her neck. She shuts her eyes, nodding.
I must have burned my neck on a curling iron.
Leanne purses her lips.
And she knew that was crazy, but anyway, she never made me feel shame. But that, all right, do y'all remember being in high school and just hormones running through you and you're like, I want to make out in a car? I remember. I wish I felt that way now. I wish I felt that way now. I could get a new purse out of that.
Leanne deadpans at the crowd. She turns toward the stool and grabs the glass of water. She sips.
If I said to my husband, Chuck, suck my neck.
Leanne scrunches her face. She stares, unmoving.
Suck my neck, Chuck.
She places her hand on her hip.
As hard as you can.
Leanne leans forward with a matter-of-fact expression.
Until you put a bruise on me. If I said that to him, I think he would have a heart attack.
She breaks into a grin.
But he'd do it. He'd do it. But that's when you got all those hormones going in your teens and 20s, and then you start having babies and you're breastfeeding, and then everything starts getting wonky, and then go through perimenopause and then menopause, and that's what I'm in. I'm probably now on the other side of it. But that's when I had no estrogen, no progesterone, and no testosterone. And that makes you real bitter and angry.
Leanne bats her eyes and smiles.
My husband's testosterone dipped a little. Praise God. Lord. Okay. So, you young girls, if I could give y'all any advice, and I know you hadn't asked me for it, you need to have that date night every week with your husband while your children are little and nurture that relationship with your husband, because one day these kids are going to be gone and you're going to look at him and go, who are you? He's going to say, who are you and what do you want from me?
Leanne points.
And me and my husband, I'm really trying to build that intimacy back with their daddy. But his idea of intimacy is different from mine. His idea of intimacy is something nasty.
Leanne furrows her brow.
And that's okay. That's the way God made him. That's okay. My idea of intimacy is I want to talk. You know, I want to talk something to death.
She smiles.
He'll go, what do you want to talk about? And I go, I don't know, but there's something going on with my bladder.
Leanne pats her leg as she eyes the crowd.
So, now it's just me and him. This is what we talk about all the time. The thermostat. And I'll just be honest with you, we fight. We fight about it. Well, I say that. I beat him down. But I want to keep it on 68 because I want to live through the night. He wants to put it back up into the 70s. And I know he's cold, and I feel terrible over it. I know he's cold, and I have that on 68. I have a fan coming this way, and I have a fan coming that way. And he's just, his hair is just blowing in the wind.
Leanne raises a hand and sways in circles.
And sometimes he wears a half-zip golf pullover to be... But another reason why he does not want to run that thermostat is because he's tight with money. He does not want to spend money, and he'll say, we don't need to be blowing that thing all night. My husband is one of the tightest people I've ever known in my life, and I mean that. His parents said to me before we got married, you watch him, he's like a squirrel, he'll bury it in the yard. And thank God for him, because if it were up to me, we'd be living in a hole. It'd be a fun hole. But he has saved, and I have pissed money away. I haven't done anything crazy. I know people have done crazy mess. I don't do anything crazy, but I have bought a lot of pumpkin tails at TJ Maxx. I have.
Leanne nods while holding out her hand.
And he's always told me all of our married life, this is it, we're going to lose everything. We're about to lose everything. It's going to be a bad mobile home month. And that wasn't true. And I said to him lately, why did you say that to me? And he said, I didn't want you to do anything crazy. I go, what was I going to do? Buy all the pink Himalayan salt at TJ Maxx? He does not believe in joy.
Leanne stares down the audience.
He believes in suffering. He's got a thing about his family having nice cars. He doesn't believe that any of us should have a nice vehicle. He thinks that we should all drive old, beat-down vehicles until they fall apart in the interstate. It gives him joy to come have to pick us up in the interstate. My kids drive old cars. I finally put my foot down. I was driving a 2009 white Honda Pilot. And they are wonderful cars, but if you don't know what that model looks like, it looks like I was delivering Lay's potato chips.
Leanne averts her eyes.
I never felt pretty in it. It had over 239,000 miles on it, and lights started flashing in it saying, get out, Leanne. Get out. He drives a 2007 Tahoe, and the T and the A are missing.
Leanne deadpans. She grins and shifts her weight.
But I feel bad because I wear these old gowns to bed that are loose because I got all those fans going and I'm hot. And so I wear these old gowns, but I've held on to two little gowns, cotton gowns. They're no big deal. Got them at Target. No big deal. But every time I put one of those on, my husband's like...
Leanne winks an eye while doing a little dance.
You never know what's going to trigger him. I have a good friend that said to me, she said, I've got a gas fireplace in my master bedroom, and I love that thing. But every time I turn it on, Sam thinks we're going to do it.
Leanne pouts her lips. She gives a slight smile.
She said, I can't even enjoy my own fireplace. All right, I know you boys have been waiting for me to talk about my panties.
Leanne moves her hips, twisting her dress.
I know, calm down. You know, I named this the Big Panty Tour. I've done 100 cities. This is winding it down. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And people ask me all the time, why'd you name this Big Panty Tour? And I tell people, I like big panties. Big panties say to me, freedom.
Leanne pumps her fist.
Comfort.
She pumps it again, smiling.
I was wearing these tiny panties for years, and they were cutting me in two. I thought, who are these for, little children? I love boys. Are y'all watching?
Leanne points and pouts her lips.
I love a high-cut brief.
She gestures around her hip.
I love a high-cut brief, and I like it to come over my stomach.
Leanne holds her hand like a shelf in front of her.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the kind that I wear are called Vanity Fair lingerie. Beyond comfort. Beyond comfort. And they are soft and luxurious, and they don't ride up. They stay out of my crack. I don't want anything in my crack. I know, love them, okay. But I want you boys to know that I've held on to some tiny little hateful panties. And I've kept them in a drawer, and I get those out every once in a while in case some bills need to get paid, you know what I'm saying?
Mimicking holding her underwear, Leanne closes her eyes. She scans the audience. She grins.
Yeah. That's biblical. Let me tell y'all that my husband gives me wonderful gifts. Wonderful gifts. And I talk about how tight he is, and he is. My light fixtures look like Game of Thrones. But he's a wonderful gift giver, and he has given me beautiful gifts for years, and I'm giving him lame gifts. Lame gifts like a pair of khakis. And I had heard him all of our married life say, I wish I could learn how to fly a plane. But he would never spend that money on himself because he put me and these children first and wanted everybody to get through school and all that. So I got him the first few lessons, flight lessons, to see if he even liked it. Well, he did, and now he's about to get his pilot's license. I know. He's so smart. But let me tell you, I didn't think that through. Because he said not long ago, I'll just start flying you everywhere. And I thought, oh, my Lord, he's going to buy an old rickety little plane.
Leanne grimaces.
And he believes in everybody working like a mule 24 hours a day. Can't relax. Everybody's got to work. So I could see him. All right, say he flew me home tomorrow from Lexington. And I've, you know, done 5 shows this weekend. And I've got on a big hurdle, and I've given it everything I had. And I'll be tired in the morning. I could hear him saying, okay, I know you're tired, but we're going to crop dust on the way home.
Leanne nods with her eyes closed.
I'm going to need you to just lean out of this plane and throw some poison out. He did buy himself a used motorcycle. And he wanted to start riding motorcycles, and he did buy that for himself. And my little daddy, all of my life, has been scared to death something would happen to me or my sister, and he would say, don't you dare get on a motorcycle. That was one of the things, and it would just scare me to death. I was like, I'm not going to. Well, my husband buys one and says, because we're 30 minutes from the Smoky Mountains, let's go ride in the mountains. And I thought, oh, my Lord, if I get on this thing, he's going to pull off into the bushes and make me do something horrible.
Leanne shakes her head as she slumps forward.
and I can't be scared and do it.
Audience members throw their heads back.
All right, well, let me tell y'all. Let me get back to what it's like us going to bed. Okay. Young girls, when y'all get through this, when you start going through these hormonal changes, it'll disrupt your sleep. Not everybody, but the majority of people, it will. And it did me. I haven't slept in years. And I said to my nurse practitioner, I can't sleep. And she said, do you want some Ambien? And I was like, I would love some Ambien. But will I get hooked on dope? Marijuana is not legal here in Kentucky, right? It's not in Tennessee either. Okay. I don't mean to scare y'all, but I travel all over the United States. And let me tell you something. Everybody is high on marijuana. Everybody. Everywhere I go, I walk down the street, walk in the elevator, and I didn't know what was happening for a long time, and I thought, who's boiling all this cabbage?
The audience wears large grins. Pink stage lights illuminate their faces.
But my nurse practitioner got my compound pharmacist to make me a natural supplement pill that I keep by the bed, and it's okay. It's melatonin, L-theanine, GABA, passion flower, that kind of stuff. And I keep it by the bed in a pill bottle. And my husband is still tickled with me, if you know what I mean. And he comes in to our bedroom about every night, flaring his nostrils at me.
Leanne stands center stage with a deadpan expression.
And I know what that means. I wish you'd speak to me.
She smiles.
That'd be fun. But he comes in and flares his nostrils at me, and I say to him, okay, yes, we can do it. But just know that if you hear that pill bottle shake, that means I've taken a pill. And that means that you've got less than 20 minutes. And then my eyes are gonna roll back in my head. And then I'm gonna need you to leave me alone at that point. And he gets hyper-focused on his phone looking at sports or something. And then I'm over here with two beagles in the bed and a gown and praying to the dear Lord, please let me sleep through the night, Lord. Please let me sleep through the night. And I drift off to sleep. And then my husband remembers me.
Leanne stares off, shaking her head.
And I'm over here, dead to the world. And he reaches over and grabs one of my breasts. And it puts me into a blind rage.
Leanne smiles and shifts her weight.
All right, let me tell y'all about these precious children that I got to have. I got to have three, and I begged their daddy for a fourth baby, and he was so worried about making a living for all of us, and he was like, we can't afford that. We don't need to do it. And probably about 10 years after that, so I was probably about 48, 49 years old, he said, you know, I was wrong. We're never going to have enough money. What difference does it make? Do you want to have another baby? And I said, I've got plantar fasciitis.
Leanne scrunches her face. She shakes her head.
I'd leave a baby at Target by accident. But I got to have three, and my boy is my oldest. He's 29, and I've got two girls. All right, my boy is, you know, we're right next to the Smoky Mountains, so he's grown up hiking, kayaking, fly fishing, doing all that outdoorsy stuff, and he loves it. So when it was time for him to pick up college, he chose Berry College in Rome, Georgia, B-E-R-R-Y. What they're known for, it's the largest campus in the world. It's 26,000 acres of reserve. They have mountain bike trails, all the stuff he loves, rock climbing, all this stuff. There's only 2,000 students there, so they're more deer than there are children. And they have these entrepreneurships, and everybody there has a job, has to work. But my boy started the cage-free egg enterprise and raised 200 chickens while he was in college and sold the eggs to the local restaurants and cafeteria, and it's still going to this day.
Leanne purses her lips into a smile.
I know, is that not darling? Yummy. Y'all want to know what I was doing at the University of Tennessee in 1983? I was not raising chickens, honey.
Leanne mimes taking a drag from a cigarette. She squints her eyes and sticks out her tongue.
I was doing horrible things. Horrible things. I was making horrible decisions. Horrible. I was dating people you wouldn't wipe your feet on. But I'm okay now. I've been washed in the blood, and I've been forgiven.
She points.
Thank you. My boy had a roommate all through college that was an outdoorsy little feller, and he had been in a gospel quartet in high school. And this little kid, his mom and daddy raised cattle, so this child knew all about cattle. So Berry College put this child in charge of hundreds of heads of cattle. You boys that are my age, do y'all remember that poster everybody had in their bedroom? All the boys had it in their dorm room, and it was that poster of Farrah Fawcett in that red bathing suit. Yes, with her nipple. Beautiful. I go to visit my boy and his roommate, and they've got posters of Jersey cows on the wall.
Leanne stares at the audience.
They had been out fishing or doing something and had found a little baby beaver that had been, her mom had been killed or she had been abandoned, something. They bring her back to the dorm room. I go to visit that weekend. I walk in and my boy is holding a little baby beaver in the palm of his hand, feeding her a kitten bottle. And I said, how do you even know what to feed her? He said, I've called a beaver hotline.
Leanne holds out a hand matter-of-factly. She shifts her weight, then scrunches her face into a smile.
They named her Bathsheba from the Bible. And all these boys in this dorm floor took care of Bathsheba when other people had to go to class, and they all loved her. And then some kid with some sense walked in one day and said, I think this is illegal. We're not even supposed to have a dog in here. Much less a wild beaver. And my boy said, I cannot give her up, I love her. And his roommate said, Charlie, she's gonna grow up and eat your kitchen table.
Leanne closes her eyes and shakes her head.
So they found a woman in Atlanta that takes care of wild animals on the down low. And they transported a beaver in the middle of the night. And that woman took care of Bathsheba until Bathsheba got big enough to kill that little woman. My boy met his wife his freshman year in class and came home to me and said, I've met the love of my life. She's my best friend. This is who I'm going to marry. And I was like, who is this heifer?
Leanne drops her jaw as she furrows her brow. She grins.
And I love my little daughter-in-law, and she's like another child to me. She really is. But Lord, okay, you younger girls, if y'all got sons, I'm not trying to scare you, but they will grow up, and you will have to hand him over to somebody else. And it is a booger. And I love her, but 2 weeks before they got married, I took to the bed.
Leanne stares with her brows knitted.
I took to the bed and bawled my eyes out. And he came to me and said, you need to get a hold of yourself. They had a beautiful big wedding. And that morning, I got my hair and makeup professionally done. You would never know it. Every picture, I'm going.
Leanne frowns and drops her jaw. She leans back with a pained expression, putting her hands to her heart.
But everything turned out beautiful. And let me tell you, what wonderful thing comes out of that. They have had my first grandbaby.
Clenching her fists, Leanne scrunches her face into a smile.
Thank y'all. We are having a ball. That yummy baby is 2 years old now. And he is precious. And people would say to me, oh, it's the best thing that ever happens to you. And I feel like I received that. But you don't know until you have them. Oh, my gosh. If we are not having a ball, I hope I'm his best friend. He's my best friend. And every time I see him, I say, I'm buying you a camper. And then my husband says, oh, yeah, Lynn, just throw money. Just throw money. You don't need a camper. You don't know how to camp. You need to rent a camper. See if you like camping.
Leanne wears an offended expression. She shifts her weight as she stands center stage.
Y'all should see how beautiful and stout this baby is. I'm a big woman. My husband's 6'4". We breed big kids. This baby eats chicken and steak by the fistfuls. And we just go, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Leanne claps her hands together.
Y'all should see him in the yard with no shirt on, mowing with a bubble mower. I'm alone. Beautiful. I was in an Uber with a man up north, and this man, we were talking about our grandchildren, and he's got a grandson, and he's in love with him, and he said, I love him so much that if he came to me and said, Granddaddy, I've killed somebody, I'm gonna need some help. He said, I'd do it.
She nods stoically.
And the first thing I thought was, I'm in an Uber with a man who would cover up a murder.
She squints, knitting her brows.
And then the second thing I thought was, I'd help my baby cover up a murder.
Pursing her lips, she smiles and winks.
When my boy and his wife found out about this precious baby, they would say, their baby.
Leanne corks her mouth to the side.
And we would say, our baby. And then they started using words like boundaries.
She frowns.
They started saying things like, oh, yeah, so-and-so used placed some boundaries with her mother and father-in-law. And I just smiled and kept my mouth shut and went.
Leanne smiles, then twists her face.
And I thought to myself, they don't know what's about to hit them. They're going to have this precious baby, and they're going to be up all night, and that's going to go into weeks and months, and then my little daughter-in-law is going to start hallucinating. And then she's going to wake up in the night and she'll be breastfeeding a lamp. And we'll see who's got boundaries.
Leanne nods, closing her eyes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all. Well, I was right. I was right. I'm the mama. I know everything. So they work full-time, both of them, and my daughter-in-law's been going to MBA school at night and on the weekends. So they are so tired and crazy, they don't even know their own name. They don't even call us anymore. They just let that little baby off in the yard. We get him anytime we want him. Thank y'all. And we want him all the time. My husband, I said to him the other day, I said, do you wish we could raise him? And he said, I am going to raise him.
Leanne leans forward.
Do you girls that are my age, do y'all remember that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting? Yeah, that was a hateful book. It said things like, you're going to have a hemorrhoid in the 7th month on the 4th day. At 2:00 in the afternoon, I'd be like, that's crazy.
Her face drops as she moves her hand behind her, then looks at it.
Back then, everybody was worried to death about a food allergy, and I wanted my everything to be perfect with my first baby, and I had charts hanging in my kitchen, and I made sure that I didn't give him squash until I cleared sweet potatoes, and I was so anal retentive about it. And I did well with my second baby, did well with her. That third baby.
Leanne grimaces.
We were at McDonald's. And she was sitting in a high chair. I remember it like it was yesterday. And she didn't have teeth yet. And I took a cheeseburger and flung it onto her high chair. And she gummed it down.
Audience members sitting in a balcony watch Leanne on stage.
And my other two were playing in the balls in the tube, and I remember a woman coming over at intercom and she said, "Ma'am, your baby has pooped in the tube."
Leanne puts a hand on her heart.
So I had to crawl up in that tube, get my baby, pull my baby down. Mine loved the balls. I don't even know if they have balls anymore because of all the disease going around. Mine loved the balls. Mine would be playing in the balls, having a big time, and then a dirty diaper go floating across the... They'd find a chicken nugget that wasn't theirs and go...
Leanne mimes holding up a chicken nugget, then gives a thumbs up.
Okay, my middle child is my oldest daughter, and you may have seen a video about me talking about how hateful she was when she was a teenager. Well, I'm not taking that back. We were scared to death of her. If you've got a teenage girl and you're going through that, let me give you this hope. They're gonna come out of that. Now, it's gonna take a long time. But they're gonna come out of that, and then they come back around and end up your very best friend. Oh, no, girls, yummy. Okay, she takes care of me just like I'm her baby now. She calls and checks on me, calls me 3 or 4 times a day. "Mom, did you get where you're going? Are you in Des Moines? Are you all right?" I go, "Yeah, baby, thank you. Tell your daddy."
Leanne drops her arms and frowns.
She decided to go to the University of Tennessee, and it's only 20 minutes down the road from us, but we never saw her because she was very involved on campus, and she was in a sorority, and she lived at the sorority house, was on their executive board. And let me brag on her a little bit and tell y'all that she was on the homecoming court of that big SEC school, and she looked like a movie star.
Batting her eyes, Leanne mouths, "Thank you."
Thank y'all. And I'm telling y'all that because I lived through her. Nobody ever asked me to be on the homecoming court because I was smoking cigarettes behind a dumpster.
She grimaces, then smiles.
She has a heart for children going through severe illness, so she went to work for Make-A-Wish right out of college, and then now she raises money in Knoxville for East Tennessee Children's Hospital and is in development with them. Thank you. Thank you. And being a nonprofit, she doesn't care a thing in the world about material things or money. She really doesn't. And she had a big birthday, and I said, "This is a big one. Let's get you something really good. What do you want?" And she said, "Well, I could use some new prescription glasses." I said, "Oh, fun."
Leanne scrunches her face.
"Well, we'll get you those, and how about we get you a flu shot to go with it?" My baby child is 24, my youngest daughter, and she's a professional makeup artist. Some of y'all may have seen her do videos on me during the pandemic. Thank you. Well, she loves money. She loves money and very bougie. So if you saw her do videos on me, just know that I had to Venmo her right after it was over. But no, she's been a joy and a doll. I had my children all real close together. My girls are 20 months apart. And so when I had her, it was a blur. And I got to tell you, I was beat down. And I did not know my own name. I did the best I could with what I had at the time. I really tried, did the best I could. But I let her do whatever she wanted to. I did. She's turned out pretty good for all that. Okay, are there any teachers in here?
Leanne scans the crowd.
Okay, we didn't hear them clap big because they raised their hand. Sweet. I don't know how y'all do it. God did not call me to do it. If I was a teacher, I'd be running out this highway with my bra on the outside of my clothes. My teachers for my children were wonderful and helped me so much. And they liked me, and I love them, and they invited me on every field trip. They did. I got to go on every field trip with 3 children, and y'all know why they invited me? Because I'm fun. And I'm not a butthole. So if you're not getting invited on the field trips...
Leanne nods and winks.
You may want to look inward. But I want y'all to know that with those first two, I was on top of my game. I really was. I was helping in the classroom, and I was bringing muffins, and I was all up in there. And then at night, I would be doing flashcards, and I'd be drilling those first two. You're going to make 100 on this spelling test, and I mean it. Oh, and they were scared to death. That third baby, I remember asking one of her teachers, can she read?
Leanne deadpans.
We went to meet her first grade teacher, and I had a minivan, and I know we got there. I know they had clothes on. But you know, when they were little bitty, I mean, it was just like a swarm of bees, and I don't even know how we got anywhere. I was so crazy. And we went to meet this first grade teacher, and I just didn't pay attention to what was going on. And we walk in there, and this first grade teacher has no makeup on and Birkenstocks. And I look down, and my baby child, 6 years old, has got on full contour makeup. Lee press on nails. So they're this long, and she's gone.
Leanne holds out her hands by her waist and poses.
And I thought, oh, shit. My husband is very, very smart in math and has an undergraduate and then a master's in some kind of math something. I don't know. Our first date, he said, I love a derivative. And I remember thinking, okay. What? Okay. But he bred with me and has three children that cannot do math. All of them took after me, but they're fun. They're fun. And they're not buttholes, you know? I know, thank you. So when my baby child was in third grade, they started that old mean long division, and she hated it. During long division, she'd go up to her teacher and go, whew, I got a sick headache. I'm going to need an ibuprofen. And her teacher would send her to the nurse's office, which really wasn't a nurse. That was my friend Susie that was volunteering. And Susie would give her a Diet Coke and a chocolate chip cookie. And they would sit with their legs crossed and gossip about people.
A bird's eye view shows the audience and the stage.
I was very strict with those first two about language. I said, nobody is going to call anybody stupid or butt. If you call somebody stupid or butt, you're going to be in deep doo-doo, and I mean it. And they were scared to death. They would have never. That third baby. She started out with spell cussing.
Leanne looks out and shakes her head.
Little bitty walk in a room and go, what the H?
With a hand on her hip, Leanne frowns at the crowd.
She's always called her daddy Chuck. She go, Chuck, you a-hole.
She rolls her eyes.
And my husband is old school. He doesn't take crap off of anybody, and he'd go...
Leanne pats her leg and shakes her head while smiling.
She's a nut. And the oldest two would go, what? She just called Dad an a-hole. She was little bitty walking to somebody's birthday party and go, what's up, mofos?
Leanne gestures, making a face.
I had that thing about words and bad language because my little mom and daddy never said ugly words, ever. And there was never alcohol in our house until my sister was going to marry a little later in life, and she was going to marry this hoop-de-doo man. And when I say hoop-de-doo, I mean country club. Some country club people like to drink. So we all... to get her married, all started drinking. And my little mama had never had alcohol, got out of my car. She had 2.5 glasses of wine and said, I can't feel my arms.
Leanne grins.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you this last thing. So my husband does work for that big mobile home company, and he has worked for them for over 25 years, and it's been a blessing to our family. But one of the perks there that they give us is they send us on these trips, unbelievable trips, all over the world. And I've loved them, and it's been wonderful, but a little stressful at the same time, because most of the time it's somewhere tropical, and that's in late January, early February. But sometimes it'll be like Alaska, somewhere like that. Sometimes it's been overseas, but say, for instance, Alaska, and we sign up for excursions before we go. And let me tell you, I don't mind an excursion. I want to go and kiss a husky puppy in the mouth. Do that. But oh no, everybody that goes signs up for these scary, scary excursions. One time we went to Alaska, and my husband signed us up to go on a float plane to see a glacier. And we walk up to this dock, and there's this little float plane floating in the water. And they line us up on this dock, and this little crusty man with a pack of Marlboro Reds comes up to me and says, "What do you weigh?"
Leanne frowns.
And I lied. I lied. And I watched nine more people. He asked nine more people, and I watched them all lie. And I thought, oh, my Lord, we're going to go down.
She shakes her head with a stoic expression.
We all get in this tiny little float plane, and they put these big old headphones on us, and somebody's narrating. I think it's Wink Martindale. And all of a sudden, this little man starts pumping his foot, and that's how we get in the air. He's pumping that plane. And I don't know if I saw a glacier. I don't know if I saw one. One, because, I mean, it was all white everywhere, but also I was praying. And I took my purse handles and took them around my neck and put that purse on in case somebody needed to identify my body.
Leanne clutches her arms over her chest.
There was another time that we went to Alaska, and my husband signed us up for the largest zip line in North America. And we got on a rickety school bus with a high school boy driving that was high on marijuana. And he drove us up to the top of that mountain, and we all got out, and he said, "Okay, listen, there's a couple of grizzlies that live up here. If they pop up out of that rock, just run."
Leanne stares at the audience, grimacing.
All right, let me tell y'all that being from Adams, Tennessee, we went on vacations, but my mom and dad had a farm. They still have their farm, and they raised me and my sister, put us through school. They had a meat processing plant, and they did everybody's meat in Middle Tennessee and Kentucky, and so they worked like Trojans. So we went on vacations. But it was, you know, we couldn't go far most of the time. But we'd go to Florida every once in a while. And most of the time we'd go to Gatlinburg, because my little daddy loves Gatlinburg, and he still loves it. And I try to take him when I can. And this is the one memory they have of me growing up. And they bring it up every Thanksgiving and Christmas. And they say, "Remember when we were in Gatlinburg and Liam was 18 months old and ate that cigarette butt off the ground?"
Leanne looks off in the distance. She frowns.
And I think, is that the only thing y'all remember about me? So I had never been on these kind of trips that I'm talking about. So most of the time these trips are somewhere tropical, and that's all wonderful. And I don't mean to sound that I'm not grateful for it, but that means that I've got to go and try on a bathing suit in the dead of winter, before the end of January, early February, and I'd rather take a bullet. And I'm sure there's some girls here tonight that love to try on a bathing suit in the dead of winter. But us East Tennessee girls like to eat pork sausage. And I've been prepping for this trip for 25 years, and I think every year I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna tone. I'm going to do better, and I don't have to buy a miracle suit this year. I won't have to buy a one-piece bathing suit with a girdle in it. No. And don't ever buy a lavender one. Okay. I can't even think about going on one of these trips until I can get through Christmas. And I don't mean to sound like everything falls on me, but everything falls on me. I love my family, but they don't do anything to help me. I do all the decorating, the cooking, the cleaning, the wrapping, the shopping, all that. Last year, on December the 24th, my husband said to me, "Can I help you do anything?"
Leanne stares, holding out a hand.
And I said, "I'm going to beat you to death." And I can't think about this trip because I got to get ready for Christmas. And I get so torn up that I want to take to the bed. I want to take to the bed. But I can't take to the bed because if I take to the bed, nobody's going to have Christmas. And in my twisted mind, I think, oh, I can lose 40 pounds in 4 weeks.
Leanne makes a pushing motion with her hand.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I can just do Weight Watchers again. Because that's been so successful for me.
She shakes her head and smiles.
I've done every diet in the world. My mama and my sister and I took Dexatrim when I was 17 years old. I'm the youngest. You could buy it everywhere. Do y'all remember Dexatrim? Yeah. It was speed. We took speed as a family.
A woman in the audience puts a hand over her mouth as she laughs.
We would take Dexatrim and our heads would itch and we'd fight in the yard.
Leanne shifts her weight.
So one day I was looking through my VHS tapes and I popped this VHS tape into this old VHS tape player that's in my children's playroom. And I thought, who are those people? This was a VHS tape of me and my husband on one of these trips doing a snorkeling excursion in Maui. And we had moved to San Antonio. My husband had gotten a big promotion to be over South Texas, and he gives 150% in everything he does, so he was torn up over that and trying to do the best he could. And I had moved these little children from Tennessee to Texas, and I was torn up, and that was the first time I got the shingles. And instead of coping effectively and getting out and jogging, we ate tortillas. I popped this VHS tape in. I thought, who are these people? It was me and my husband. I did not recognize us. We were so bloated and pale from eating tortillas. Our heads were this big. You could not fit them in a bushel basket. All right, so this whole VHS tape, and I'll release it someday, because let me tell you, everybody on that boat was from my husband's company, except this honeymoon couple down here on the right, right at the bottom, and they were practically fornicating.
Frowning, Leanne purses her lips.
So I'll release it so y'all can watch. Okay. We get on this boat, and I remember it like it was yesterday. The first person that came to us was this stunning woman. I've never seen somebody as pretty in a bikini in my life. Beautiful, tan, blonde. She goes, "I'm going to film all day. Do y'all want me to film y'all on the boat and in the water? And it's this amount of money." And it was a lot. It was very expensive. And I went, "Yes." And my husband's like, handing her a credit card.
Leanne gestures, holding out a credit card.
And we got on this boat, and I don't, people were already partying. I don't like all that kind of stuff. I don't like to go out in the middle of the ocean. I was freaked out. And so I remember I had one of those patches on that keeps you from vomiting, but it gives you double vision at the same time. And everybody's on that boat having a big time, and somebody's cooking Chinese food, and somebody's serving alcohol, and everybody's having a big time. And then there's a man that teaches you how to snorkel on the way out there in 10 minutes. And he gives us all this snorkeling equipment, and I've got, you know, all this on. He puts a big old floater thing on me with a strap and throws me into the ocean. And I feel something, and is that an eel? Is that an eel? And then my husband floats up to me. He's got on a big pair of goggles, big thing in his mouth. Takes that thing out and looks at me and says, "You want to do it?"
Leanne holds out an arm as she stares at the audience.
And I said, "Get away from me." And through this whole VHS tape, but I remembered like it was yesterday, he is twirling and diving.
Leanne circles her arms around.
Twirling, diving, and doing all this. And the first thing I thought, my heart dropped, and I thought, is he showing off in front of this woman in the bikini? Is he having unbiblical thoughts about her? And then I took a beat, and I thought, no, that's not who he is. That's not who he is. And I thought, oh, I know what it is. He doesn't like to spend money. This is costing a lot. I know in his mind he thought, I'm going to freaking twirl. So he's twirling and doing and doing and doing. He had been taking Propecia for about a year to grow this one patch hair out.
Leanne gestures a measurement on her head.
And Propecia works, let me tell you. It works through this whole VHS tape, this one patch of hair.
She mimes hair floating back and forth with her hand.
And then all of a sudden, this big lavender thing.
Leanne makes slow circles with one hand. She wears a confused expression.
Comes across the screen, and I think, what is that? Is that a turtle? Thank y'all! Thank y'all! Thank y'all!
Leanne bows.
I'm gonna bring out my family!
The audience stands. Leanne's family walks onto the stage. She embraces her husband. She hugs her two daughters, her son, and her daughter-in-law. Leanne gives her grandson a kiss on the cheek. Audience members continue standing as Leanne blows a kiss. She mouths thank you as she waves and blows more kisses. Leanne exits the stage. Audio description created by Roundabout Entertainment, voiced by Andy Salais, written and performed by Leanne Morgan. Executive producers Leanne Morgan, Judy Marmol, Stephen Gordon Walker, John Bravakis, directed by Manny Rodriguez, produced by Matt Schuler, Jay Hawley, Jared Clement, associate producer Mark Atkinson, talent associates Grant McGahey, Noah Mark, director of photography John P. Campbell, lighting designer Alex Hicks, post-production supervisor Alex McKinsey, edited by Dave Harris, graphics by Arvin Bautista, additional credits roll. Copyright 2023 Doll Baby Productions. All rights reserved. Polaroids of Leanne's three children appear over a white background. Doll Baby Productions. The letters T, R, and E appear within a logo resembling a ruler. Triage Entertainment. The words 800-pound gorilla pictures are written on a gorilla-shaped stone in the jungle.
Thank you very much.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.